This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear and like us there. This morning, we're joined by three of my co-workers. Just in time for Mother's Day, we're joined by Chelsea. Chelsea is co-host of the Big Dave Show. We're also joined by Fritch with the Jeff and Jen Show. And we're joined by Katie, one of our co-workers in our sales department. They're here this morning to talk about motherhood just in time for Mother's Day. Welcome to the show this morning, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing great.
Good.
All right. Good. So, you know, we have Chelsea, we have Fritch, we have Katie here in the studio with us. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Rodney.
All right. So, you know, all three of you are in this Adopt the Class program that we do here at the station. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, you don't know this, but you inspired this particular show because one day we were at Adopt a Class. It was Valentine's Day and we were having a party. So, Chelsea, is it all right for me to say you live in Kentucky?
I do, yes.
And so the school is in Winton Terrace. She came from Kentucky to Winton Terrace to do our party. Then she had to leave that party to go to her son's party. But before she got to her son's party, she had to stop and get ice cream so it wouldn't melt. She couldn't get it earlier, so she had to stop and get ice cream and then go to his party. And she was telling me all this, and I was exhausted.
And that's because she's been up since 3:45 a.m. prepping for her morning show in addition to all this other stuff.
Right. And so I was like, I'm just stressed out thinking about what she had to do. I was like, God, she's a super mom.
Aww.
And so I invited all three of you guys because you guys, I think all you are super moms. Katie, she sits in the queue behind me.
I do.
And so we're always talking about parents and things like that. But Fritch, I want to start with you. So
yeah.
So, Fritch, you have a toddler, and you have everything about your pregnancy to being a mom and toddler. You played that all out on the radio.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
You're right? So candid about everything. Is that in your comfort zone, or what is that like?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about any of it because I feel like in addition to growing up in Northern Kentucky and like listening to Q102 my whole life, I feel like a lot of our listeners have kind of like watched me grow up and mature like through crazy 20s into my 30s where I feel like they're friends and family that I would share everything with them. So whether they like it or not, I put it out there. It's true.
All right, Chelsea. So for you, Chelsea, I think you have a daughter. I think your daughter is a year older than my oldest son. This is her first year of high school, right?
She's a freshman in high school. She'll be 15 at the end of this month.
So what has it been like getting to the high school years? Because I'm getting ready for the high school years and I'm already afraid. So what has the first year of high school been like for you?
Actually, it's been excellent for her. She's really enjoyed it. And I mean, I got to say, she takes a lot of hard classes, but she's been working her butt off. And she's works real hard. She's also a cheerleader, and she's in the plays and everything. And just looking up to people that are older than her, that she kind of idolized a little bit, it's been cool for her.
Because I will tell you, I do this thing called Mom Chat on our Facebook page. And I was like, you know, my daughter's turning two. I've heard about, you know, terrible twos. And almost everyone that responded were like, wait until they become a teenager. They're like, it is a different beast.
All right. Well, I can speak on that. I have a teenager. My boys are 13 and 14, and it's crazy.
No.
It is. It's a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes.
All right. So, Katie, you have the twin girls, right?
I do. 5 years old.
So what is that like? So how do you keep it all together? I see her back there in the cube behind me. Work, twins,
yeah.
Husband,
yeah.
Family. How are you even here today and dressed so nicely,
know.
Right?
Do you ever sleep?
I don't sleep. I was just going to say, I barely sleep. So most days I'm just trying to keep the wheels on, honestly. The girls are good. They're at a good phase. I feel like threes were more terrible than twos were with the twins. And I fear teenage, honestly. I was not a great teenager. I fear my teenage years with my twins. But they challenge me every day, but they're fun. And I'm thankful that they're healthy and growing and all that good stuff.
All right. And so the funny thing about Katie is, so we were coming at another Adopt-A-Class story. So we were coming out of Adopt-A-Class one day, and she was parked behind me. And I looked in her car. She has this tiny little car with two car seats for the twins in the back. It looked like they're going to, if they yawn, they're going to smack each other in the face, right? sitting in this car. So I said, Katie, you need to think about getting a minivan. And she's like, nah, I ain't doing a minivan.
Yeah, maybe you need like a mid-size SUV.
No, everybody keeps telling me that, but I drive so much every day that I'm so conscious of gas prices.
Oh, look
and
at
I'm
you.
Cheap. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to save money by getting my little Honda, and I love it. You know, the girls are still small at 5. So they're still in the traditional car seat. So I feel like once they graduate to seatbelts, we'll be fine.
Okay. So I was teasing her. I said, wait till they start like soccer practice
that's
and
true.
All that. And you have to drop off kids and pick kids up. And then she said, well, maybe that's my excuse for not doing that.
Because I have such a small car. You get out of it.
That's right.
Or you could just have dad.
He's got a big truck. It'll be fun.
All right. So Fritch and Chelsea, you guys get up so early in the morning. How do you do everything? And I guess that probably has its bonuses and as well. So tell me about that. And you probably don't, Chelsea, you don't get the morning routine with the kids, getting them out to school and getting them out the door, which might be a bonus in itself. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't. My husband, actually, he works different shifts, so he's home a lot in the morning, and he's able to get them to school.
That's great.
And, you know, which is great. But I get the pickup line in the afternoon that I get to sit in to pick my son up, which is, you know, like an hour-long process.
Oh, my gosh. That
so maybe there's
too.
No good things
yeah,
about
that's
it.
That's right.
Trade-offs. I think it goes back to, like, your complete support staff. Like, I leave our house around 4:40 every a.m. every single day. So, like, my mom is super involved in our life. You know, my partner, Scott, is super involved. And then I pick her up around, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I have a little bit of me time, but it really boils down to, like, finding out a good schedule and having an amazing support staff.
That's helped me through my entire career, too.
Yeah.
It's like my father-in-law, he's a huge help. Like, he'll come over on days when my husband isn't there to get them on the bus or to get my son to school. And so that's exactly support staff.
All right. Good. And so Katie and Fritch, your mom helps out. So that has to be a tremendous peace of mind knowing that you're leaving work and you're leaving them with mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom is a retired nurse. And my dad's a retired teacher. And I'm like, our kid is in better hands with them than she is with us. You know what I mean?
I
mean,
like,
I'm like, I work in radio and my partner is an engineer. I mean, we're great, but they got it.
Right. I agree. My mom made all the mistakes with us. So she's the best Nana in the world. They love being with Nana. So I'm very grateful.
Okay. So Katie, let me mess with you again. So one day I just, you know, she sits behind me. So I know all this stuff. So
I talk really loud too on the phone. So Ronnie probably hears all my stuff.
I'm not going to tell all that. But, but one day you were talking and you were talking about how, you know, shopping for the girls. Now, one thing with boys 13 and 14, they're right. My boys are 18 months behind each other.
Yeah.
So I always know when I shop, oh, he can wear that next year. Or I don't want to get the same color because he can wear that next year. But with twins, there are no hand-me-downs.
None.
So
we've got cousins. We've got girl cousins. So my brother has 2 girls that are older. So we do some hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with 2, it's impossible. I mean, I love TJ Maxx. I love Gap Outlet. I love the, you know, bargains. But at all those places, to buy 2 of anything is like a yard sale. You're like just fishing and hoping there's 2 of everything. But so, yeah, we do a lot of shopping, and unfortunately.
So do the girls like dressing alike?
They do. So when they were younger, I didn't dress them alike at all. And now as they've aged, they like to dress alike.
Do they ever pick out their own clothes?
They do. And they like to mix and match. So I often say they look homeless because they'll wear like pants with skirts with like, you know, crazy shirts, nothing that matches. And they'll put a headband on and their hair is all crazy. So, yeah, it's fun. I mean, girls are fun. But I often also say, you know, don't judge me. I remember when they were probably 3 years old, we went to Target. And they love those pants with, like, the character on the butt.
Oh, yeah.
But they love to wear them on the front so that they could see the little monkey or the little frog or whatever. And I tell you, there was no shortage of people stopping me and saying, hey, you realize their pants are on backwards. And I was like, I know, but that's how they want to wear them. They want to see the character.
Encouraging that individuality, too. Yeah. That's really cool.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're hanging out. Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms listening this morning. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We're speaking to Chelsea, Fritch, and Katie here this morning. Now, I want to ask you guys this question. What's your favorite mother-daughter relationship in maybe a TV show, movie, or in real life, maybe celebrities? Kim Kardashian and Chris, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much, though. I mean, I will say one thing about them is that that family, the Kardashian-Jenner family in general, takes a lot of heat. And I watch that show. It's one of my favorite guilty pleasures. And I have never seen a family have each other's backs more than they do.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, that's the thing. I can stand up for my mom and my sister, but they are to the rescue no matter what.
Yes, okay.
And it
true.
Doesn't seem to me like that's only for television.
No.
So maybe they are a great example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chelsea or Katie, anything? Any insights?
Mine all have to come from cartoons because it's all we watch. But I love Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. I think the mom and sons are so cute in that. Most of mine is cartoon experience.
All right. So next week we're doing a whole show on children's education show. And we're having the producer of Daniel's Tiger's Neighborhood.
Really?
And
I
actually talked to him because I love the relationship between the son and the dad.
Daniel.
I think that's a great relationship. Kelsey,
I don't know.
For you?
Cartoons?
No.
I mean, I watch a lot of reality TV like Fritch does. And some families, you know, you just see it. You know, what was the one? I used to watch Duck Dynasty all the time. And I always thought their family had a really good relationship with their kids.
Mm-hmm. So. I love them. Okay. I also love Sophia the First.
She's so cute.
And her mom, they're so cute. Okay, sorry. And I was not a princess girl. I grew up with brothers and mechanics my whole life. So I'm like, you know, getting used to the princess
thing. It's probably fun for you to be like, oh, this is what it's like.
I know, it is.
You're experiencing it with your kids. It's for the first time.
Okay, so if somebody just dropped you $1 million and you could do anything with your mom or anything with your daughter, what would you do? Mm-hmm. What would that look like?
Immediately, we're going on a really great vacation.
Yes.
Hiring a full-time nanny.
Yes.
So my mom and I can have super fun and we can still, you know, experience things with my kid.
Okay. Chelsea, I'm only giving you $5,000. You get half a million.
It's a no-brainer because my family, my son and my daughter, my husband, we love Universal Studios and the Harry Potter Wizarding World.
Oh, yeah.
And we took my mom, so that we'd be there right now.
That's funny. My mom this morning said to me, I can't wait to take the girls to Disney. So I've never been.
Really?
My mom never got to take us. No, just because we were, you know, we grew up pretty modest. But
It's really expensive.
Okay. So I would love to do the big Disney thing, I guess.
Pay for the character breakfast and go in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And be able to buy them the gowns when they go in the bippity-boppity suit.
Okay, so that leads to my next question. What's one thing that you always wanted to do as a child that you really want to do with your kids? Because for me, we never went on vacations. We didn't know what vacations were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we didn't know that existed in the universe. So, you know, I try to take the boys to Disney. They love that kind of thing. But on the same level, what's something that you wanted to do as a child but you didn't do but you want to do with your own children?
I'd say definitely travel a lot more, like in agreeance to yours.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I would take her to a bunch of little different places that we, like my parents never went to like Gatlinburg or we never did any of like those kind of family destinations. We did a beach like every now and then, but little tiny stuff, like even going to the Indianapolis Children's Museum or going to the zoo here often, just like having experiences with her, I think is important.
Agreed. Yeah, I'd say visit some of the wonders, right? So like the Redwood Forest and like, you know, Mount Rushmore and things like that to be able to show my kids that side of the United States.
Yeah.
So.
I'm kind of in the same boat. Travel, too. I mean, I'd like at some point to maybe take my kids to another country.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking not Mexico, but, you know, like Europe or somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's something that maybe when they're a little, I mean, my kids are older.
Yeah.
She'll be 15 and my son's 11. But it's to the point now where I feel comfortable doing that with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd say mother-daughter Europe trip sounds amazing.
Yes, agreed.
Just
love that idea.
Them both. So do you guys have pet names for your children?
Oh, that we don't even call her by her real name. Her name is Penelope, but like I call her Penny Poopy Pants, Sweet Pea, Pea. Uh-huh. I call her Sweetie Petey. I don't hardly ever call her by her real name.
All right. Katie?
I do, yeah. So Clara, I call her all sorts of stuff. I mean, Clary Berry, I'm like, and Audrey Pooh Bear, things like that. Yeah.
All right. Chels?
For my daughter Reese, we call her Reese Cup. Reese Peasy. Reese, or Sis. And then my son Rory, it's just Roar. And he calls Reese Lazy, so that's his nickname, pet name for her.
Yeah, I love that. I call both of my girls Bella, too. I love Bella.
Okay, good. All right, so what's the best part of being a mom, Fritch?
The best part for me being a mom is watching. I was a mother later in life, but watching her explore and learn things in her own right. I just love seeing things through her eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, like the first time the other day, I actually let her hold her own ice cream cone. You would have thought she just was on the highest high of all time. And it wasn't because of the sugar. It was because she was allowed to have the independence to I'm holding this myself and I can lick it. It's great.
Okay. Yeah.
And so seeing that kind of thing is fun.
All right.
I agree. I mean, I love seeing them learn new things, but I also love seeing me in them, right? Some good, some bad.
Yeah, but you were definitely sometimes I didn't understand DNA until I had my own kid. And I'm like, that was not a learned behavior.
I
that
know.
Is in your DNA.
Totally, yeah. Totally.
All right, Chels, the best part of being a mom?
Just watching my kids, the same deal, grow up, achieve their goals, set goals for themselves and actually accomplish them.
How smart they are. I mean, you have two of the smartest kids I think I know. And the fact that, you know what I mean? You guys taught them that, how to learn.
It's amazing.
You know what the funny thing is, and I'm thinking about that, because Chelsea and Fritz, you guys know each other and, you know, obviously two different stations. But the funny thing is, at 10 a.m. around here, it's like school got let out because all the morning shows are kind of leaving the studio.
Yeah.
People. So I know when it's 10 o'clock, if I'm doing production and I'm in this studio, I see people work. It's 10 o'clock. Everybody's getting out of school, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for taking time to talk to me. I really do appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rodney.
I think your show is great.
We love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.